First, let me introduce my very special guest. He is the president of operations at Grand Hotel, Dave Jurczak. David?
Great to see you.
Great to see you. And I know
it's
a busy time. It's always nice to be back. And I'm going to be straightforward with you because that's how I am. There were people concerned when they heard that the hotel was being sold. And then they hear about big business and they worry and all of that. And I'm here to tell you, whether it's because of you, David, or because of this big company that I don't even know, doesn't matter. You've done a marvelous job with Grand Hotel. You didn't mess anything up. You really polished it even more. You've made it even better. And the Mussers worked very hard to make it as good as they could. But Dan Musser even said to us at one point in one of our interviews, you guys have more money to do the sorts of things like the complete rebuilding of the Esther Williams pool. That took millions of dollars.
It did. And I think, you know, Dan, he's still the chairman emeritus for us. He's staying on as an advisor. I speak to him weekly. We're supposed to be in Boca Raton with him this week. The one thing that he continues to tell us is that these are projects that he and his father were thinking about doing.
Right.
Is, you know, renovating the Esther Williams swimming pool. It's 100 years old, needed to get renovated.
Yeah.
And so he looked at it. We're looking at building cottages down near the pool. It was ideas that he and his father had. We're going to start a project this year that he was super impressed with. We're going to 5-year project to restore the facade of the hotel.
Really?
660 feet, roof line to street, old boards. We're going to put new windows in and really do work that this hotel needs.
Well, it's a very old wooden structure. Sure. There aren't too many, two or three maybe, left in the country that are of this importance and massive size. And in fact, speaking of size, 30 years, I've been sitting here at the parlor. I looked out the window. Years ago, we had little Jonathan Livingston Seagull. That's what we called him. Wasn't very original, but that's what there was, a seagull that was always outside our window here for years. He sat there. I looked out the window a moment ago and saw something I have never seen, and that is what appeared to be a full-size cruise ship. I don't mean a big yacht. This looked like a full-size, one of those lake cruisers I've been hearing about. Well, it's very real.
It is.
And it just went by, and you said it's about the same length as this building.
It's 667 feet. We're 660 feet, 7 feet bigger than us.
Wow.
So it's really cool. So we take pictures of it sometimes. It parks right here outside Grand. And so we take pictures of it. And the other day, I was able to go on board and take a picture back.
Oh, nice.
It's a great look.
That was a great idea, David. So, you know, the funny thing is we were talking about coming in on Shepler's Ferry. Whoops, there's Chris Shepler. Yeah, I didn't see him at first. Coming in on Shepler's Ferry on a Sunday, and we were on 4 different ferry boats, and every one of them coming to Mackinac Island was full.
Full.
Every one of them. So in season when they're full, and now with cruise ships coming in, it sounds like everything's coming up, well, geraniums.
And it is. And I think, you know, aside from the island just being as special as it is and people knowing the island, Travel and Leisure this year voted Mackinac Island the number one island in the continental United States. And that's
the number one island in the continental United States, the number one place to look for the colors, Mother Nature's fireworks display in the Upper Peninsula. And you, as a hotel, don't be shy, you got a big USA Today award.
We did. We had several. And so, you know, we were in the top 10 in 5 different categories.
Are you kidding me?
Best historic hotel, best all-inclusive, best family, best hotel pool. But one thing that people, which it wasn't shocking because we've all ate at Woods. Woods is the number 3 best hotel restaurant by USA Today.
Woods?
Woods. Best, the third ranked number 3 is hotel restaurants. Of all the hotel restaurants in the United States, Woods is third. You and I know that, true. But for others, you know, we're not in a major market. You know, it's a reader's choice. It's people voting for this.
Right.
And for Woods to be number 3 says a lot.
Well, I'll tell you what else. I fear there are people who come here and never get to Woods because it's kind of, You have to take a carriage to get there. Not a surprise. You have to take a carriage everywhere if you want. But you truly go deep into the woods, and it's unfortunate if people don't get a chance to do that because they're in for a very special treat.
And next year, we're renovating and expanding an outdoor space, so we'll have 80 more seats. So when you were coming to the island and couldn't get a reservation at Woods because it's number 3 restaurant, you'll have more opportunity next year.
Well, I have to tell you, too, right across the way here, across from your Sadie's Ice Cream, with now Guernsey Farms Ice Cream, which is the best, and you've got the Guernsey Farms lemonade stand, and it's all very good. But Ann and I ate where Kim and I would usually eat when we first arrived, the Jockey Club.
Yes.
And you'd say, well, there's nothing new at the Jockey Club. Au contraire, Onique, who's been there forever, great, great man, Onique is now making table-side Caesar salads that are off the charts.
And you know, that comes full circle. That's Onique's first job in the industry, is to make Caesar's table-side Caesar salads. It's his bowl that he's making it in.
Oh, no kidding.
He owns the bowl.
You better look out. Next season, he may be renting that bowl for quite a price.
And we're renovating Jockey Club next year. We're putting where the tents are now, we're putting a full pavilion out there to match the decor of the Jockey Club.
I didn't get a chance to ask you about this off air, but I'm not a lawyer, so I don't have to ask questions I already know the answers to. I did note, not that there's anything wrong with this, but I did note that the old cigar tent seemed to be missing. But you can smoke cigars anywhere outside.
Correct.
So you didn't really need the tent.
But didn't need the tent.
It didn't look good.
It did not look good.
I understand.
It was out
that.
Of place.
You're doing all this great stuff here, and then smack dab in the middle was this tent for some of us who would like occasionally a fine cigar.
But we'll find a place for you to have a fine cigar.
Okay. It's a deal. Doing a great job.
Thank
Dave
you.
Jersak, President of Operations at Grand Hotel. Travel and Leisure, USA Today, they just keep getting the awards, and deservedly so. And you just heard of all of the other improvements they're going to make, many that the Mussers, senior and junior, worked on, thought about, dreamed of, didn't have the money. Mm-hmm. Now the money is here.
Yes.
And Dan is still...
And resources.
In what's that?
And the resources to do it.
Oh, the resources. I thought you said, and the racehorses. I went, what? You're in racehorses now? I know that you have the only barn I've ever seen with chandeliers hanging, but be that as it may, Dave, great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
GrandHotel.com, 833-GRAND, 833-GRAND, GrandHotel.com. They still have room for you to come, and they're open till Sunday, October 31st. They will close overnight, and people actually book time to be here to help with the closing, and they actively do work, not a lot, but they actively do work to close the place with you.
And close the Grand, and so when we ring the bell signifying the closure of the hotel, people will put sheets on the furniture here in the parlor. We'll go outside and grab rocking chairs and bring them into the terrace room. It's a great opportunity for everybody to participate. They all then can pick up a geranium and put it in a bag and take it home with them.
Excellent. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Keep
it's always great seeing you.
Well, it's always great
Thanks
seeing you.
Thanks for your support.
816 at WJR.